This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S.-led forces continue to face resistance as they advance closer to Baghdad. At least 10 soldiers were killed in fighting around the southern town of Nasiriyah, with more wounded and missing. Yesterday, Iraqi TV showed footage of what appeared to be several U.S. soldiers killed and 5 captured. And today, military officials say an American Apache helicopter has gone down. Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, has appeared on Iraqi TV, praising the resistance against the invaders. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. What else did Saddam have to say? And are analysts convinced it was really him?
Well, it was a rallying speech. He mentioned the fighting around Umm Qasr, which is a key southern port city. So this suggests that the speech was taped at least in the last couple of days. Saddam asked Iraqis to be patient and vowed that they would be victorious against the invaders. And once again, though, U.S. and British officials are questioning whether or not this was him. British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon noted it wasn't live, although Saddam almost never appears live on TV. As Secretary Hoon put it, the tape was not unambiguously contemporary. He said that Saddam Hussein's references to fighting weren't very specific. There were other more specific things he could have mentioned if he really wanted to make clear he'd taped it in recent hours. We do know that Iraq's president has long used doubles to protect himself from his own people, though they don't normally speak. And we understand that American intelligence officials are doing a voice analysis of this latest tape.
What about this Apache helicopter that's gone down?
The Pentagon confirms one helicopter missing. These Apaches usually have 2 pilots. Iraqi TV showed a picture of a Apache down near where it said near Karbala, which is a city 70 miles south of Baghdad. But on the video, the helicopter does not appear to be damaged, so that's raised questions whether it was really shot down, suggesting maybe it had a mechanical problem and landed on its own. Iraq's information minister says farmers shot down 2 Apaches. There's no confirmation here that a second helicopter is missing. There is a briefing at 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, from Doha, Qatar, and we may hear more from there.
How close are U.S. forces to Baghdad?
Well, if this helicopter is down near Karbala, as Iraqi television says, that's, again, just 70 miles south of Baghdad. Also, reporters traveling with the 3rd U.S. Infantry a bit south of that, near Najaf, say that the U.S. has set up a base for Apache attack helicopters there with the purpose of taking off and assaulting the Medina division of Iraq's elite Republican Guard, which is believed to be ringing Baghdad. Now, in Baghdad, there have been continuing sporadic explosions from ongoing air attacks. So it seems the U.S.-led forces could be getting quite close, but the sniping in various places along the route has to be slowing them down somewhat. The tactic seems to be to try to avoid going into urban centers as much as possible to push onward. The British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon said these southern cities are of, quote, no military strategic significance. But obviously, U.S. and British forces would need to secure key roads and bridges to keep the troops moving.
Over the weekend, there were reports that a suspected chemical factory near Najaf had been captured. Is this believed to be a site for chemical weapons?
This is not clear. U.S. and British officials say they're investigating the plant. Reporters traveling with U.S. troops there say about 30 Iraqi troops, including a general, surrendered at the plant, so presumably they're being questioned about what went on there. Of course, finding chemical and biological weapons sites is a main objective for U.S.-led forces. So far, military spokesmen say they have not found any yet, but U.S. Lieutenant General John Abizaid yesterday expressed confidence that they would in time. And in Doha, Qatar defense officials say that they have sent specialists into Iraq to look for signs of chemical or biological weapons.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden at the Pentagon.